Some huge news in the screen world with actor Bill Cosby sentenced to jail. Claire Nichols is here with more. Hi, Claire.
Hello, Jason. Yes, Bill Cosby has spent his first couple of nights as an inmate at the SCU Phoenix Prison in Collegeville in Pennsylvania. He was immediately taken into custody on Tuesday after a court sentenced him to 3 to 10 years in jail for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his Philadelphia home in 2004. It was back in April that the 81-year-old actor was found guilty of aggravated indecent assault. His victim, Andrea Constant, said the attack had left her unable to heal for most of her life. The defence had asked that Cosby be sentenced to house arrest. Prosecutors asked for 5 to 10 years. He got three to ten, so at this point he could be eligible for supervised release in 3 years' time, Jason.
But his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame remains.
Yeah, it does. There's been a petition for this star to be removed. I can also tell you that this star has been vandalised at least once. But the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce says it doesn't remove stars from the Walk of Fame because they are intended to be permanent. In a statement, it says the stars only commemorate the recipient's professional accomplishments. It is regrettable when the personal lives of inductees do not measure up to public standards and expectations. However, the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce does not remove stars from the Walk of Fame.
Okay, in other news, when's the next time we'll hear this theme in the series?
Well, Jason, that's the music from Star Wars.
You know what? I'm feeling a bit overloaded with that theme.
I love that theme, but it might be a while until we hear it in the cinemas again. There's been a real flurry of these Star Wars films Disney got the rights to the franchise. The most recent film was Solo, A Star Wars Story, and that actually didn't do nearly as well at the box office as it had been hoped. In fact, at this point, Solo is on track to become the first Star Wars movie in franchise to lose money.
What is this, fanboy fatigue?
Well, Disney CEO Bob Iger has told The Hollywood Reporter, he admitted, there's been too many films too fast, and he's confirmed that the company's production and release of Star Wars movies will be scaled back. Now, there's thought to be a Boba Fett spin-off in the works and an Obi-Wan Kenobi spin-off also in development. So we can probably expect to see those two projects pushed back until after the release of the next main episode. And that episode, Episode 9, is being written and directed by J.J. Abrams. That's due to be released at the end of next year.
All right. Now, Claire, I'm excited about a new sitcom because it's starring two of my favourite British TV personalities, the original hosts of one of my favourite British TV shows, The Great British Bake Off.
I'm glad you love this show because I love this show. When I lived in London, I was obsessed with this BBC reality cooking show, The Great British Bake Off. It was my very favourite thing on TV. And thanks in no small part to the very dry humour of the hosts Sue Perkins and Mel Gadroich.
Right, this is your chocolate mousse.
This is a chocolate mousse. All right? Good?
That mousse is mine. That mousse is mine. I can't believe you've given that to her. That's mine, that mousse. Give that back. I want to get my spatula in there.
Get off. My mousse.
I did a little netball thing there.
My mousse.
Oh, that's mine.
My mousse.
Whether I see it again, it's in the lap of the gods, huh?
Got some.
I've got good news and bad news. Good news is great. Bad news, I've eaten it all.
So that's Mel and Sue from The Great British Bake Off, at that point chasing each other around the baking tent trying to eat a contestant's chocolate mousse. This duo is super famous for their puns about tarts and buns and soggy bottoms. And they left the show in 2016 when it moved to Channel 4. But there's been some good news. As you say, they've landed on their feet and it's been announced that Mel and Sue will star in a new assassin-themed sitcom with Mel and Sue playing a couple of best friends whose assassin jobs are often derailed by their endless bickering, maybe about chocolate mousse, who knows. The show is going to be called Hitmen. It'll air on Sky One in the UK. I'm not sure, Jason, when we'll see it in Australia, but I'm pretty excited
about
that one.
Yeah. Just finally, Claire, some sad news.
Yeah, Vale Damien Hill. He was an Australian actor, writer and producer. You might remember him from West of Sunshine or from Porno, and he died on the weekend at the age of 42. He was actually about to start shooting on the film M2M, a modern update of Shakespeare's Measure for Measure. It was going to be set in a housing commission block in Prahran. He'd co-written that with Paul Ireland. Ireland says the team behind the film is heartbroken, but they will go ahead with the project in Hill's memory.
Terrible news there. All right, Claire Nichols there with the arts news.